Even now, nearly a century after her death, Marie Curie remains the only female scientist most people can name. Dava Sobel writes that in her new book, The Elements of Marie Curie, a portrait of the sole Nobel laureate decorated in two separate fields of science, physics in 1903 with her husband Pierre, and chemistry by herself in 1911. And yet, Sobel makes clear, as brilliant and creative as she was in the laboratory, she was equally passionate outside of it. The name of the book, The Elements of Marie Curie, How the Glow of Radium Lit a Path for Women in Science, and it's a pleasure to welcome Dava Sobel to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
I'm happy to join you.
What brought you to the subject?
My own sense of women in science developed relatively recently because I've been interested in science all my life, and I never faced any kind of discrimination for being a woman. Nobody ever told me I wasn't smart enough to study physics. But in spite of all those advantages, I had very low expectations of women in science, something I was shocked to discover in myself. And I thought, oh my, if I feel that way, imagine how many others do too. And so when I learned that Madame Curie, who was the most famous woman in the history of science, had actually hired or mentored more than 40 women in her laboratory, I thought that was a great story, and I couldn't wait to tell it.
So as you look at that story, I am interested in what you found that was even lacking within yourself of not of the feelings that you had that were inconsistent with what you were seeing around you.
My discoveries in the research affirmed my suspicion that women have always been interested in science for the same reasons men are, but they tend to have their research described differently. So you'll often hear that they did the boring work, the scut work, that the men couldn't be bothered with, when in fact any scientist is involved in endless repetition of experiments and proofing studies that would look extremely boring to a non-scientist. And women also have a hard time because they are the childbearers. And a recent study in the United States showed that about 40% of all women scientists drop out when they have their first child. Interested in these problems, and I'm interested in how Marie Curie faced them and what she still has to say to other women scientists or to young people who are considering a career in science.
I mean, you make the point that many asked if to name a female scientist, the only name perhaps they can come up with is Marie Curie. So what was it about her accomplishments that have stuck and that can give us a path to what it is that she accomplished and just how amazing those accomplishments are?
There's good reason for her being so famous. She was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize. And she is the only person in history to win in both categories of physics and chemistry. That feat has never been repeated. She discovered two elements, and she was a war hero. During the First World War, because of her knowledge of X-rays and her sense that this would be the first time X-rays could be applied to battleground wounds, she outfitted a mobile van and drove it as close to the front lines as she was allowed to X-ray wounded soldiers where they fell. And at the time, she had two daughters, one of whom was 17. The older girl was 17. And Marie drafted her as an assistant. And the two of them worked as nurses, x-ray technicians throughout the war. Also training 150 French women to do that same vital work. And these were not scientists, these other women. They were ordinary citizens just wanting to help. And they took Madame Curie's six-week crash course in electricity and x-ray theory and human anatomy.
She started out as being in a partnership with her husband, Pierre, and these are two people who were doing work together. She was his research partner and was always very diligent within the scientific work. But when he dies, he was not one to give her much credit for what she was doing. How was she able to eclipse that and ultimately to keep going and really to take over what he had been doing and much more?
I would stick up for Pierre and say that he really did give her credit. It was more the other people, society at large. It was very easy to say that he was the real scientist and she was merely his assistant because she was his wife. But once he was gone, his colleagues at the University of Paris realized that she was the only person who could take over their laboratory. And so they allowed her to do that, which was unprecedented. And she was also enabled to take over his professorship. He had been teaching physics. And so she was the first woman ever to teach at that centuries-old institution. And this made her even more world famous than winning the Nobel Prize. So she naturally served as a magnet for other women who wanted to follow a career in science and came to Paris or wrote to her, could they please come and join the lab? She didn't have to go looking for them. They just came to her and she didn't turn them away.
The one thing that you write about is that she did face some backlash for when she started to have an affair after the death of her husband, and obviously something that a man would not have had to face.
Yes, she was widowed, so it was not as though she was cheating on her husband. But the other partner in the affair was a married man with four children. So the public opinion was completely against Marie, that she was a foreigner. She had come to Paris from Warsaw as a student. So she was a foreigner. She was a home wrecker. And there was tremendous outcry in the press. And so that ended their relationship.
Talk a little bit about her work specifically and with radium, and what ultimately it was that she achieved and was able to move forward.
So when she was looking for a subject for a doctoral dissertation, there was a new phenomenon, some mysterious rays that seemed to come out of the element uranium. And most people were not really paying attention to that discovery. Everyone was caught up with x-rays. So she chose that field to look into, and she soon discovered that uranium was not the only material that gave off these unusual rays, and that the rays themselves could indicate other as yet unknown elements. And she discovered, here she was still working with Pierre, he joined her research because it got so interesting, and together they were able to discover two new elements. So polonium, which they named for her country of origin, and radium, which was extremely powerful in these rays, which it gave off, and which were soon shown to be an effective treatment for cancer. So for several decades, the demand for radium and the interest in it grew and grew. And it took a long time for the harmful effects of radium to come to light. And she lived long enough to see that, to see both things happen, to see this phenomenal discovery win her a second Nobel Prize, and then also to realize the illnesses that could be caused by it. And she herself died as a result of her long exposure to these materials.
Even with those illnesses, she traveled around the world and two tours to the United States, and she was a rock star. She was mobbed.
Yeah. Yeah, she was. People just flocked to see her. And in person, she was very petite and quiet, soft-spoken. So that really threw a lot of people who were expecting her to be more forceful or taller. And she was shy and never quite understood all the fuss being made over her. But she weathered it fairly well. And each time she came to America, she received a gram of radium as a gift from the women of the United States. And those gifts were presented to her by the President of the United States. So Harding on her first visit and Herbert Hoover on the second.
Subtitle of the book is How the Glow of Radium Lit a Path for Women in Science. What do you hope people get out of this story of Marie Curie?
I hope they realize that women have always been scientists and that young women should be encouraged and supported. And I think there's also a message that she gives any person about not giving up and pursuing the path that you choose, no matter what happens.
The name of the book is The Elements of Marie Curie by Dava Sobel. Thank you so much for being with us. A delight to have you on the program.
Thanks for the invitation. I enjoyed talking to you.
Be well. Thank you. Again, the name of the book is The Elements of Marie Curie, How the Glow of Radium Lit a Path for Women in Science. The book is published by Atlantic Monthly Press. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.